The beginning of the Masechtas Yevam is that Yedal begin the Medal, begin the Tzitzis Mouth, the beginning of the Gemara, Misa, but also, do you really think that Beshame did like their own opinion, etc.? Which tells us, it's a wonder. Shleik Shreb Yechon and Rosh Lagash, why didn't he ask me, he did Maisa B'samach, that the Gemara brings shortly, Bimkrem Shabal Yazar, we find how you curse him, so obviously that they did their own thing, and it was a good. So what's the Gemara discussing of it? So you're right. The international doctor called Kacha at the bottom. The Gemara is not really being so analytical on his words. The Mele have a Muksha, Megillah, Kamashik Shah Basma. Of course, it's difficult. The Megillah itself already relates to this guy, like he himself asked. And therefore, it's of course, we could have said more proofs regarding this problem that exists in the Blit Tiskaidu. Connect says, at the beginning of the Gemara, also Bisham Kedivrei. No, that opinion held the Bisham did not do like their own opinion. So he says, "Ten, it's a wonder." Of course, they did. The heater of Tarfik, the Rebbe Shaman, as we find brachas of Yudim and Beis regarding Krishma, B'shach Bucha, and the Hill Shevir Los Lazara. Hill brought his oil to the Zara, Chabro loved him in the Shaman. The one Beidav Chav Medalev. They said, "You can't do this. You can't bring oil in Yamtim." And the time Pergel Trevis hold up Medal Medalev. It's lasting the Rebbe Shaman. Oiso Mukilak and Maskot for the Maskot. So we see that they did do their own opinion. But since there's a Mibalavachim Mukil B'shmaid, also you're right because anyway we end up proving that they did. So you're right. We could have asked from these sources too. Next test not the beginning of this Gemara like Bishu, don't mean Meshkin Baskel. He says, yeah, we don't pay attention to the Baskel, and even after the Baskel, Bisham did like their own opinion. But this is bothering. He said, Vimtemi begin to say like this. Maish, no, what's the difference? Like Kamlik Baskel, Dribaleza. We don't rule like the Baskel Dribaleza in that Gemara where this story of Bishu happened with. Elamin, we say, Bechalduch de Shamuti, we say every place, he's an excommunicated one. Bein Allah Gemaisa. You know, Baskel said like him. He had a Baskel Basil, Kamala Nalik Basil. We go like halachically like the Baskel. So do we go after Baskels or not? So since there's something you can say is Mishon the Baskel, you're Beleza, Liyotze, Lechbaida. Because that Baskel that came out for him was only for his honor. Shama, like he said, Minashamayim Yechichu, oh, from Shamayim they're going to prove because I'm Muslim, Rikman says, but then therefore we don't go with it. But a generic Baskel, we do go like. Right now, another approach is by he Baskel, that Baskel, the heavenly boy, Shayzu Kenegadam, the Rabbanon that was going against the majority of the rabbis, Habaru, but the Bade and Aloha, so the Rabbanon, Habaru, but so the Bade and Aloha, of course, we're not going to follow Baskel. Avaka Baskel, the Basil, Kamala, we would rule like Bisham never Basil rule because anyways Basil was the majority. Now, the Bisham, they were just sharper, so if we needed the Baskel to explain it and say, oh, but yeah, we are going to go with it when it's going with the Rev anyway. Then Temte says, wait a second, based on what we said, maybe only what did he say to Emeshkichin that we don't pay attention to Baskel and Birashin like we explained because of all those other reasons that was really on Lechvaidai and it was not with the Rabbim. Aval, Ba'amalab, maybe generally he wouldn't say that we don't go with it. Maybe we'd go based on the Baskel. And that's to say, Bisham, you can say, no, but not Bishua, high Lishnach. And the fact that his wording was, Ba'am, and he says, Lebeshamayim, he's not in heaven. Shemaminoah, we can confirm that the Bechalduch to Isle de Meshkichin that he holds everywhere we wouldn't pay attention because it's not in heaven. It doesn't make a difference if it's for Kvaidai or not, or Raib, etc. Can make says, the beginning of the Gemara, can we like this guy? When do we say like this guy? Do that? Can make a good this a good? This is good. But they didn't be Arachas. For example, there's two courts in one city, one doing like this, one doing like that. But if not, then it's not a problem. But then it says, then begin to say, wait a second. If you recall the original question from the previous daf, Matirat from Megillah, what are we answering from the Mishnah Megillah? You be Arachas, in one city, Hoykoilim in the Erbiyo Dalad. For the people in the city, they were laying it on the 14th of Adar. It would make fun of the people of the village. How you make dimly make nizah? We do it from the previous day of gathering, which is already from the 11th of Adar. How does that answer? It's in the same city. You have, so to speak, two different courts doing the same thing, doing different things. He actually says that the Beib Nek Farm, the people in the villages, they couldn't be Iram. They actually would recite the Megillah from the 11th of Adar in their own villages, not in the city. Like it's obviously from the Shami. But they did Beib Zayaris. So now it's two different courts in two different cities. That in such a case, it's not even the problem that's going to be in court of Baya, where he, according to him, is more stringent, but you don't have it. It's not two in one city, not even on the same court, nothing. But the Karli Yom HaKnisa, so why calling it Yom HaKnisa, the day of the gathering, which generally means to say that they would, Rashi explains that over there, that they would come to the cities and then they would land it. No, says Taisus, because in their cities they would gather, to come to their own shuls, even though it's villages and maybe didn't have a minyan every day, but on Mondays and Thursdays they did, because they had to read from the Torah, which is an obligation of the Zibur, for that they had to have a minyan for. And the Chayinir, it says, it appears, because Yerushalmi said, the Ben Eir, a person from the city, he cannot, or in Kfar, cannot fulfill the obligation of a villager. Why? Because whoever is not obligated cannot fulfill all his obligations, and the person in the city has to lay down your doubt, so he can't lay down your gibel and your base your doubt. So since they obviously were proficient to lay in the Megillah because no one else could lay for them, so by their coming in, for sure they would do it in the city. Why would they do it away where might as well do it for the rest of the people in the city. Why should they travel? And therefore, it was beis din bebeis yeros, not beir achas. No, it says mouth to begin with the gemara b'kamish b'liyaza b'chulu, where they would cut the wood, sharpen the knife, and cut the wood, and all that. Which says actually b'maskavenhi mevin atzmam. And actually, they intentionally would bring themselves. She yitzchichon lekach. They would need to do such a thing. Shemachiv mitzvah, because to show the nearness of mitzvah, that yeah, even heksha mitzvah goes into chil shabbos. Next says mouth to begin with the gemara lamp metal to shroga, that there he wouldn't move a lamp. Says Tosis, why? So what's the problem? Why is that like this guy do? Someone sees things, he just doesn't need it then. So why is that evident that he was changing from a different place? Saying that even if it fell on this talus and it was getting ruined, even then he wouldn't move it. Oh, that's obvious, because now he's doing like a different halacha, and that's what the Gemara is pointing out. Next says the Gemara, when he went over there, he wouldn't move it because of the honor of Yechanan. Which says about it, he says, what do you mean? Although at the end of Shabbos, Abkov Nambov and Beis, Pazir Rabbi Yechon himself, he rules Kareb Shibbet, but Mokta Machmas Isser, when there's something that's set aside because of its prohibited element, because Malach is done with it. So, here also, so the lamp is a Mokta Machmas Isser, even Rabbi Yechon agrees that it's not a problem of Mokta like Rabbi Shimon. So, why is he not moving it because of honor of Yechon? So, it says, number, Hacho, Behibet, Likubo Isser Shabbos, I were talking about where it was lit. When Shabbos started, like Rashi explained, the chometfei, that's more severe than just a regular candelabra. That's when it's not lit, which is muksamach masisa, because mashum the dachi bidami, he's actively rejecting it by having it lit, which you can't move because of the lamp that's lit on it on Shabbos, and therefore that's why it was even Rabbi Yechon would hold its us, and he was doing that for the cover of Yechon. But in fact, don't explain the halacha. I remember muksamach masmis. Oh, he was talking about because it was set aside because it gets repulsive, because it gets dirty, because of all the oil and so on and so forth, and that's why birchan el tzaser. Because the muksamach mas iser, not to the contrary, muksamach mas iser that it's set aside because of it's used for general malacha. Chametfei lepirsh rabbein the tamish lepirsh b'sev perikam the shabbos davitzes and bezgav bekarchad zuzi. So therefore, if birchan holds that it's mutter in muksamach mas iser, for sure it's mutter muksamach mas mias, and that cannot be the reason why birchan holds us. But more about muksamach mas mias. Omer Birchan in Perek Yir Birchan explicitly says in Shabbos and Mehem Beis, Ein Lon Bener El Kerb Shimon, and that there's no problem about Mokta. So obviously it's because of Dachi Bidai. The next time, after the beginning of the Gemara, Mishal Mishamu Leinim of Chulu, Yonis of Mishamu, why they didn't stop marrying the women of Beisel, because no problem. Which says, Vim Timit, to take a look, he says, why? By my Leinim of Mishum Tzara Atzma. You're right, the chosen of Tzara is not a problem, but the Tzara themselves, because I mean, like Amon Bishamu, like the Moses later in the Sugya, that itself is problematic when Mishamu. It's not so common that the woman that Bishame, one of the students, are going to try to marry is a tzara, as a co-wife of an erva of a situation of Yibam, someone died on their children. Come on, Bnei Atzai, in contrast, the sons of the tzaras, that is something that we would have been concerned had it been a problem, because Sha'achas, the others come in bottom. One woman could give birth to many children, have children and grandchildren, so on and so forth, that as long as it's coming from an original tzara, that would be a problem. The tzara itself is not so common, therefore, that was the Gemara's question, why would they not marry into the families of Basil.